You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Interested in what this latest development means? What it means when Barack Hussein Obama wins the Yasser Arafat Prize, as it has come to be known since 1994. This greater embarrassment than losing the Olympic bid can only mean one thing. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Just 10 days after Barack Hussein Obama became the first illegal president of America to become living proof of the destruction of the U.S. Constitutional Republic, this greatest fraud in history of the only nation ever founded for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian religion was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, which is also known as the Yasser Arafat Prize. Obama has been making a much bigger mistake than Bush's mistake in calling the resistance to Muslim terrorist jihadism a war on terror. Call it what it is, the Antichrist war on the saints. Though war on terrorism is not a logical way to express the resistance to Muslim terrorist jihadism, Obama's idea is worse, much worse. Obama has abandoned the identification of the threat doctrine as jihadism and has narrowed it to just Al-Qaeda. Do you understand what that means? Do you understand what he's doing there? That would be like in World War II, the Allies were only fighting the SS, or only fighting the Luftwaffe, but not fighting Nazism. That's what it's like. Obama is worse than the European Union on the ideological conflict. Barack Hussein Obama Jr., and maybe his Muslim rather than Christian name has something to do with it, has a policy that is so very obviously compromised by the influence of the oil-producing powers, which played such a big part in putting him in the White House. Unless anyone can correctly identify the ideology, one cannot counter Muslim terrorist jihadism. Even the nonsense of a war on terror is closer to identifying the ideology than what Obama is saying and doing. Muslim terrorist jihadism will continue to grow and indoctrinate and recruit people. In his Cairo speech, Obama spoke of changes. However, in what Obama has actually said and is doing, nothing will change. Nothing will or even can now move forward in terms of real resistance. Real resistance to Muslim terrorist jihad. Because of what Obama has said and is doing, The jihad terrorist totalitarians are not being isolated internationally, and the forces of terrorism in the Muslim world are supported. And this is just simply one of the many sad realities of Barack Hussein Obama and his illegal, unconstitutional, usurped presidency. The Palestinian issue is not about appointing a new czar or envoy. It is ridiculous to think that it could solve the problem. The solution to the Palestinian issue is about identifying the forces that make peace impossible between Israel and the Palestinians. Any ethnic conflict, any ethnic conflict is always going to have many issues to address. However, the forces that make peace impossible are the third parties, like Hamas and Islamic Jihad and Hezbollah and Iran and Syria and the jihadist action in this region. I'm over here. I know what's going on. That's what makes peace impossible. These third parties like Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah, Iran and Syria, and the jihadist axis of power. So far, the direction of Barack Hussein Obama is like he is part of the Muslim Jihad. The West must somehow come to strategically understand the conflict based on a correct understanding of the Muslim terrorist jihad ideology. And by now, all should recognize that we're not getting any closer to the end of the conflict. It needs to be understood that inside the U.S., Europe, Australia, Canada, the homegrown jihad terrorists are multiplying and organizing, and sooner or later they will begin an urban jihad where these cities will witness acts of violence and war waged by these groups. In Iraq and Afghanistan, despite the courage and the sacrifices and the determination and the success of the U.S.-led forces, the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda and other jihad terrorist groups are still continuing to strike after 8 years of occupation. The problem is that the West refused to fight a war of ideas along with the war against the terror forces. The Christians have not done their duty to open the Muslim eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God to the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Obama has even ordered the confiscation of private property Bibles that were purchased by the soldiers and their friends and families back home, which they intended to give to those who asked for them in Iraq and Afghanistan. And nothing could be more counterproductive or anti-American than that. That particular Bible confiscation ordered by Barack Hussein Obama. The West must engage in an ideological campaign to isolate the jihad forces and engage with the democratic forces in the Muslim world. What is so wrong about insisting that the Muslims in the West leave their host countries and return to where Islam is intolerantly practiced? Australia actually did that. And that has had a very positive effect on the jihad ideology problem there in Australia. However, with that little exception aside, the West now is generally doing exactly the opposite, retreating from defining the satanic ideology threat and even passing hate crimes to stop and muzzle any open debate and discussion. The West is even seeking to engage the wrong forces of the Taliban and Hezbollah and Hamas and Iran and Syria and other jihadist states. And that is sad. Very sad. That is the very sad Barack Hussein of policy, which most certainly will lead to sudden destruction from which America and the rest of the world shall not escape. The only international unity is Jew hate. And sadly, there's no international unity against Muslim terrorist jihad ideology. There needs to be an international alliance to help countries that already have serious jihad problems like India and many of the African states, not to mention Israel. But for some irrational reason, and it truly is satanic, everyone wants to hate and blame the Jews. And it seems that the Russian leaders understand how to deal with jihad, the jihad threat, much better than anybody in the West, even though the jihadi are actually advancing certain goals of Russia and China. This is pathetic what's going on. There's a real punchline to this, and you better not miss it. And you ain't going to hear it on the news. But the Russians understand how to deal with the jihad problem much better than the West, even though the jihadists are advancing certain goals of Russia and China big time against the West. And there's no reason why the West, and America in particular, could not move quickly to get energy independence from the oil regimes which support Muslim terrorist ideologies. However, instead, Obama wants to kill American industry with cap and trade taxes. And most importantly, the gospel needs to be gotten into the hands of the Muslims and not confiscated by such orders like Obama has given. There ought to be some support for missionaries and oppressed groups under Muslim terror. It's just terrible that nothing's done for those that oppose these jihadi terrorists up close and personal. So Barack Hussein Obama gets the prize for destroying America. That's what the bottom line is. Kenya really is coming on in this Nobel Peace Prize competition. Obama's the second Kenyan to win the Yasser Arafat Prize. Did you know that? He's the second Kenyan to win the Arafat Prize. The first and only other Kenyan to win the prize was Wangari Maathai in 2004. And after the other Kenyan got her prize, she then went about greatly embarrassing the New World Order globalists who do determine who gets the Yasser Arafat Prize. Mahathi told the truth regarding how those same globalists created AIDS to depopulate Africa. And later she tried to say otherwise and soften what she had said by saying, "I have no idea who created AIDS and whether it's a biological agent or not, but I do know things like that don't come from the moon. I've always thought that it is important to tell people the truth, but I guess there is some truth that must not be too exposed," referring to AIDS. "I'm sure people know where it came from, and I'm quite sure it did not come from the monkeys." In August of 2006, while he was U.S. Senator, Barack Hussein Obama traveled to Kenya. Obama's father was educated in America through the same program as Mahathi. Obama and Maathai met and planted a tree together in Uhuru Park in Nairobi. Obama on that occasion called for freedom of the press to be respected, saying, "Press freedom is like tending a garden. It continually has to be nurtured and cultivated." Wow, as he cultivated it. There are three words which, if said on national radio or television anywhere in America, three words which, if they were said on national radio or national television in America, would immediately get the person saying it fired and also get the FCC license of that national radio or TV station revoked. The three words are Obama's birth certificate. If you think about it, Obama somehow seems to have gotten the same ban or muzzle on the U.S. House and Senate and on the courts. Yeah, he's got a muzzle on the entire U.S. House and U.S. Senate and on the courts. Here's what one of those who has the most experience of the Obamacare of the courts said about Obama's prize. "No Nobel Prize, no feather in the hat will sanitize the fact that this man is a fraud and a danger to national security. No prize will exonerate him. He defrauded the whole nation, all 305 million of us, and he needs to be removed from the White House immediately. And he needs to be criminally prosecuted immediately. I hope each and every citizen writes an open letter to the Nobel Prize Committee, carbon copy to the White House, the Justice Department, the FBI, Congress, and the state houses of representatives in state senates, letting all of them know that this Nobel Prize is an embarrassment to this country. It needs to be withdrawn, or at least actual awarding of the prize needs to be postponed until legal actions on Obama's legitimacy for presidency are heard on the merits. Yes, the Yasser Arafat Prize, also known as the Nobel Peace Prize, is a political prize. Obama, just like Al Gore, who won the Arafat Prize in 2007, is a stooge of the New World Order, Luciferian Antichrist, global socialist. And it's clear that the U.S. Constitutional Republic must be destroyed because it has been a real obstacle to the New World Order. And therefore, Obama gets their prize. The Antichrist will be the world's most outrageous tax raiser of all times. And that's why there's such a push for the carbon exchange cap and trade tax Ponzi scheme. For anyone who's not yet guessed, Barack Hussein Obama is a wholly owned subsidiary of George Soros. The Saudi monarchy and the global petroleum industry. And these people have bet billions of dollars on Obama, so don't expect the muzzle on the U.S. media or the muzzle on the Congress or the muzzle on the courts to be removed without a fight. The Antichrist New World Order gang will do anything to legitimize the fraud of Obama. And this prize proves the pressure to expose the Obama fraud is quickly building. Awarding the Arafat Prize to their Obama puppet really proves that one to me, that the pressure to expose the Obama fraud is very, very quickly building. Jimmy Carter got the Arafat Prize, also known as the Nobel Peace Prize, in 2002. And if you guess that Jimmy Carter was Saudi-owned, I would guess that you're right. Jimmy Carter has no shame at all to go on national television to claim that all criticism of Obama is racially motivated. It would be interesting to ask the genuine black presidential candidate, Alan Keyes, who was injured by the Obama fraud, what he thinks about how lacking of truth and integrity that Carter claim is. Yes. The meaning of Obama getting the Arafat Prize is sudden destruction, from which only those in Christ have any hope at all of escaping. You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshoreword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.